This is the Sakamuli of the 21st of March 2026. Essence, sweet children, follow Srimat and become benevolent. Show everyone the path to happiness. Question, what is the main reason why some children make many kinds of mistakes? Answer, body consciousness. It is because of body consciousness that children make many mistakes. They're not even able to do service. They perform such actions that everyone dislikes them. Baba says, children, become soul conscious. Don't perform any wrong actions. Become like milk and sugar and make very good plans for service. Listen to the Murli and imbibe it. Don't be careless about this. Song. Leave your throne of the sky and come down to earth. Om Shanti. Srimat comes from the spiritual father for you spiritual children. Baba is now talking to us children at all the centers. The six main pictures are the Trimurti, the cycle, the tree, the ladder, Lakshmi and Narayan, and Sri Krishna. These are like a complete exhibition. The whole essence is included in these. The hoardings that they make to advertise a film or play, etc., are never spoiled by rain. These main pictures should be painted on such material. You children receive Srimat in order to increase spiritual service and benefit the people of Bharat. It is remembered that the unlimited father is benevolent, and so there must definitely be someone who causes the loss, due to which the father has to come and benefit everyone. The spiritual children who are being benefited can understand these things. Just as we have benefited, so we have to benefit others. The father has also thoughts about how to benefit everyone. He is showing you different ways to do this. The pictures should be made on sheets, 6 foot by 9 foot. Generally, many people go to the cities like Delhi, where they have government assemblies. Many people go to the secretariat. These pictures should be placed there. The father is giving you directions to benefit many people. Many pictures can be created on tin sheets. Become soul conscious and occupy yourself in the father's service. The father advises you, these pictures should be made in Hindi and in English. These 6 pictures should be put up in prominent places. If they are placed in such main places, hundreds of people would come to you to understand. However, because some children are body conscious, they make many mistakes. None of you should think that you are completely soul conscious. Some make many mistakes and they don't tell the truth. It has been explained that you mustn't perform any wrong actions, which would make others dislike you and point out that you are body conscious. You are constantly on a battlefield. In other places, a war might last for 10 to 20 years. Your war with Maya will last till the end. However, it is incognito and no one knows about it. The Mahabharat war shown in the Gita is a physical war, whereas this war is spiritual. This is the spiritual war of the Pandavas. That physical war is of those whose intellects have no love for the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You, the decoration of the Brahmin clan, have loving intellects. You have broken away from everyone else and connected yourselves to the one Father. Because of becoming body conscious many times, you forget and then destroy your own status. There will then be a lot of repentance at the end. Nothing can be done at that time. This is a deal for every cycle. If wrong actions are performed at this time, the status is destroyed for cycle after cycle. A great deal of loss is incurred. The Father explains, previously, you were in 100% loss. The Father is now taking you into 100% profit. Therefore, you have to follow Srimat. Each one of you children has to become benevolent. Show everyone the path to happiness. There is happiness in heaven and sorrow in hell. Why? This is a vicious world. This world was viceless, but it has now become vicious. The Father is once again making it viceless. No one in the world knows about these things. These main pictures should be put up in permanent places. The number one main place is Delhi, and then Bombay and Calcutta. You can give an order to someone to paint them on tin sheets. Many tourists go to Agra. You children are doing very good service, but you now also have to do something else and show that to Baba. There is no difficulty in having these pictures made. It is just that experience is needed. Let there be very good big pictures so that people can read them from a distance. Even a very large picture of the cycle can be made. They have to be placed safely so that no one can spoil them. Devils create obstacles in this sacrificial fire because it is something new. They say, you have started your own business. Eventually, everyone will understand that they have continued to come down. There is definitely something wrong. The Father is the benevolent one. Only he can tell when and how Bharat became benevolent. No one knows who makes Bharat Tamo Pradhan and who then makes it Sato Pradhan, or how the cycle turns. No one even knows about the confluence age. They believe that God comes in every age. Sometimes they say that God is beyond name and form. Bharat used to be ancient heaven. People even say that 3,000 years before Christ, it used to be the kingdom of the deities. However, they have lengthened the duration of the cycle. Therefore, you children have to make a lot of effort to become soul conscious. For half a cycle, in the golden and silver ages, you were soul conscious, but you weren't God conscious. Here, you have become body conscious. You now have to become soul conscious again. They use the word pilgrimage, but they don't understand the meaning of it. The meaning of Manmanabhav is stay on the spiritual pilgrimage. O souls, remember me, your Father. Sri Krishna cannot say this. How could he be the God of the Gita? No one can defame him. The Father has also explained that when you came down the ladder, you sat on the pyre of lust for half of this cycle and became ugly. It is now the Iron Age. The whole community here is ugly. But how can the ugly form of everyone be shown? They have made all the pictures without understanding anything. How could it be possible that just one becomes ugly and beautiful, as they have shown? They are called those who worship dolls out of blind faith. There cannot be any name, form, or occupation of dolls. Previously, you too used to worship dolls, and you also didn't understand the meaning of anything. Therefore, Baba has explained how the main pictures of the exhibition should be created. Form a committee and continue to hold exhibition after exhibition. There are many who are free from bondage. Kumaris are free from bondage. Even those who are in the stage of retirement are free from bondage. Therefore, you children should put these directions into practice. You are incognito Pandavas. No one can recognize you. The Father is incognito, and this knowledge is incognito. There, human beings give knowledge to human beings. Here, the Father, the Supreme Soul, gives this knowledge to souls. However, they don't understand that souls are taking this knowledge, because they consider souls to be immune to the effect of action. In fact, it is the souls that do everything. It is the souls that take rebirth according to their actions. The Father instills all of these points in your intellects very well. At all the centers, it is the children who are soul conscious, number wise, who understand these very well, and who then explain them to others. Those who are body conscious are neither able to understand anything nor explain to others. To say, "I cannot understand anything," is also body consciousness. Oh, but you are a soul. The Father sits here and explains to souls. Your intellect should open up. If it is not in your fortune, it doesn't open. The Father inspires you to make effort. But if it is not in your fortune, you don't make effort. It is very easy to understand Alpha and Beta. You receive your inheritance from the unlimited Father. All of you people of Bharat were gods and goddesses. Even the subjects were like that. At this time, they have become impure. You are told so many times to consider yourselves to be souls and to remember the Father. The Father says, "Children, I made you into gods and goddesses. What have you now become?" This is the extreme depths of hell. In the river of poison of the vices, they show all, human beings, animals, and birds, to be in the same condition. Here, human beings have become even worse than animals. Human beings have so much anger. They kill hundreds of thousands of people. Only Shiv Baba makes Bharat, that has become a brothel, into the temple of Shiva. The Father explains so well. He gives you directions to do this and that, make pictures, and then explain them to important people. This is that ancient yoga. Everyone should listen to this ancient knowledge. hire a hall and hold an exhibition. They should not take any money, etc. from you. Nevertheless, tell them, you can charge us whatever you feel is right. First, just look at the pictures. When they see the pictures, they will very quickly return your money to you. You just need to explain tactfully. You have the authority in your hands. If you want to, you can do everything. They don't understand anything. Those whose intellects had no love at the time of destruction were led to destruction, whereas the Pandavas claimed their future status. That kingdom will exist in the future. It does not exist now. All of those buildings will be demolished. The Father has explained that you should hold exhibitions. Send very beautiful invitation cards to people. Explain to influential people first, and you may even receive help. Don't stay asleep. Some children stay asleep in body consciousness. Set up a committee. Become like milk and sugar and make plans. If you don't study the Murlis, how can you imbibe anything? There are many who are very careless. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, La, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vadarna 1. Become soul conscious and create different methods of doing service. Become like milk and sugar with one another and do service. Become just as benevolent as the benevolent father. 2. Have a loving intellect. Break away from everyone else and connect yourself to the one. Don't perform any wrong action that would cause a loss for cycle after cycle. Blessing. May you be unshakable and immovable and have an attitude of unlimited disinterest to become a conqueror of attachment and an embodiment of remembrance. Those who constantly have an attitude of unlimited disinterest are never afraid or shake when they see any scene. They remain constantly unshakable and immovable. Because of their attitude of unlimited disinterest, they become conquerors of attachment and embodiments of remembrance. If you shake even the slightest bit when you see something, or if you have attachment, you would not be said to be as unshakable and immovable as Angad. With your attitude of unlimited disinterest, together with having maturity, also have an entertaining nature. Slogan, as well as being a self-sovereign, having an attitude of unlimited disinterest is a sign of a Raj Rishi. Avyak signal, make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. Where there is a margin for having waste thoughts or doubts, you must still constantly have the powerful thought that the Father is constantly your protector and your benefactor. There is definitely victory through having this faith. So do not take the crooked path of the question mark, but constantly apply the dot of benefit, full stop. By using this method, everything will be easy for you, and you will attain success. Om Shanti. Elevated invaluable versions of Mateshwariji. A soul can never be a part of the Supreme Soul. Many people think that we souls are part of the Supreme Soul. Being a part of Him means being a piece of Him. They say that God is eternal and imperishable. So how can the imperishable Supreme Soul be in pieces? How can the Supreme Soul be cut into pieces? Each soul is imperishable and immortal. And so the Creator of souls is also definitely immortal. To put such an immortal Supreme Soul into pieces, to make Him perishable, but we know that we souls are the children of the Supreme Soul. So we are His progeny, that is, we are His children. And so how can we be part of Him? This is why God's elevated versions are children, I am immortal. I am the living, ignited light. I am the lamp, Deva, and I can never be extinguished. The lamps of all human souls ignite and are extinguished. I am the one who then awakens all of them, because I am the one who gives light and might. However, there is definitely a difference between the light of God and the light of souls. Bulbs, for instance, some have greater power and others have less power. In the same way, some souls have greater power and other souls have less power. However, God's power is not more or less. And this is why it is said of God that He is the Almighty Authority. That is, He has greater power than all souls. He comes at the end of each cycle. If someone believes that He comes in the middle of each cycle, that He comes in every age, then if you say that God comes in the middle, how can God be the most elevated of all? If someone says that God comes in every age, can you say that God uses His power every now and then? Is the power of the Almighty Authority just this much? If He were to give power or salvation to others with His power in the middle, then His power should be for all time. So why do people go into degradation? This proves that God does not come in every age. That is, He does not come in the middle of each cycle. He comes at the end of each cycle and grants salvation to everyone with His own power just once. It is after God has performed this huge service that His memorial of a huge Shivlingam is made and worshipped so much. God is definitely the truth, the living being, and the embodiment of bliss. Acha Om Shanti.